Car trade car dekho call off acquisition talks.
Fresh VC capital rush for consumer brands.
Winzo co-founders arrested by ED in PMLA case.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get straight to today's top stories in startup and tech, and we begin with a big deal that's hit the brakes. The car trade and car deco acquisition talks, valued at over $1.2 billion, have officially been called off. Car trade told exchanges that both companies mutually decided not to move forward at this stage.
That's right. Months of due diligence, advanced negotiations, and a lot of industry speculations all coming to a halt. If this had gone through, it would have been one of the biggest consolidation moves in the auto tech space.
That's right, Bhavya. The combination could have brought together car trades, dealer auctions, and remarketing business with Car Deco's strong consumer listings, insurance, and digital retail offerings. Basically, it would have changed the competitive equation for players like Cars24, Spinny, and Droom.
Yes, for now, CarTrade says it will stay focused on scaling its existing platforms, CarWale, BikeWale, and OLX India, and Shriram Automall as well. It added that its business operates in expanding markets and that it will continue to explore opportunities as usual.
Meanwhile, some in the industry saw this deal as a sign of consolidation momentum. With talks now off, it changes the outlook on how quickly the sector might see big mergers going forward. All right, moving from auto tech to consumer brands, because venture capital interest there is heating up again.
That's right. Several consumer startups are lining up with new funding rounds, and this is across consumer categories like protein snacks, sneakers, beauty, and even community platforms.
First up, Super U, the protein snacking company started by actor Ranveer Singh and Nikunj Biyani. It's in talks to raise $12 to $15 million from V3 Ventures and others.
Yes, then there's Gully Labs, a premium sneaker maker with backers like Dipinder Goyal. They're likely to raise about $5 to $8 million from Sama Capital and more. And another brand, Moxie Beauty, is also close to finalizing a $15 million round led by Bessemer Venture Partners, with Fireside Ventures as well participating as an existing investor.
And Stitch, a community experience platform, is nearing a $5 million fundraise from Omnivore and others. So what is driving this excitement again?
Yes, there are a few things, Chandra. Strong exits in public and private markets, rising discretionary income, and more aspirational consumption, basically. Also, launching brands online has become simpler, partly due to quick commerce, which is pushing demand.
Moving on to a story causing ripples in the gaming industry, Winzo's co-founders have been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate.
Yes, so co-founders Soumya Singh Rathor and Pavan Nanda were arrested on November 26 under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. They were detained after questioning at the ED's Bengaluru Zonal Office and remanded to one-day custody.
This comes after searches at four Winzo locations earlier this month, during which assets worth about 505 crore rupees were frozen, including bank balances, bonds, and mutual funds.
Yes, a little bit of background here. The probe began after FIRs alleging cheating, account blocking, impersonation, and misuse of PAN numbers. According to ED, the investigation found that customers were playing against algorithms or software instead of real players without knowing it.
ED also stated that Winzo was operating real money games in countries like Brazil, the United States, and Germany from India, using the same platform as its Indian business. About $55 million was found in a US bank account under Winzo US Inc.
Yes, and remember, all of this comes at a time when India has introduced an online gaming law that prohibits real money games. And several companies, including Winzo, had already stopped their real money offerings in India.
The case is expected to remain in the spotlight as more details emerge in the investigation.
All right, now let's end with this major investment story. Reliance Industries and its joint venture partners will invest close to $11 billion over 5 years to build 1 gigawatt of AI data capacity in Andhra Pradesh.
The JV is called Digital Connection and includes Brookfield Corporation and Digital Realty. The plan is to set up a large AI native data center campus over 400 acres in Visakhapatnam.
Yes, this comes just weeks after Google also revealed its own plans to build a major AI data center in the same city, also over 5 years, and it'll be Google's biggest AI hub outside the US.
Data center capacity in India is expanding rapidly, and it's not just global giants. Last week, Indian IT firm TCS formed a joint venture with TPG with a planned $2 billion in equity investment to develop AI data centers. India, with its demand growth and expanding digital economy, is seeing a significant wave of these large-scale projects.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.